You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
Man, we call it the three wise men. Somebody that's going to see that something is being birthed here, and they're going to come with their gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they're going to say, you can't put a dollar amount on a human soul. You can't. 6,130 people have come to the altars to follow Jesus. Come on. In this outpouring so far. Now, that's not television. Just here at the altar, 6,130 people have come forward to follow Jesus. And we're just getting started. There's no greater investment than the gospel. But I'm going to ask you tonight, you're believing God for restoration. Sow into it. Something. And ask the Lord about it. What do you want me to sow tonight, God? Maybe you came ready to give tonight. But we're going to ask every person in the building tonight, God, what do you want me to give? I'm going to sow into this. I'm believing for a breakthrough in my marriage, my ministry, finances, my business. I need a financial healing, a miracle. God, restore me. Restore me in my job. This is where miracles happen, even in our giving. Amen. So I'm going to just put it out there tonight. Just pray about it all over in the balcony. Just ask the Lord what he wants you to give tonight. And if you're watching the program and you're blessed these last couple of weeks, you're saying, thank you, Wendy, Rory, God TV. This is available in my house and in my home. I've been watching every night live. So we invite you to pick up the telephone, call the number on the screen, go to the website, God.tv. All the information is there if you want to give, if you want to help us. We got partners, people around the world sowing and saying, thank you, Todd. I'm sowing into revival in Africa. I'm sowing into the harvest, and I'm sowing into restoration. I want everyone to just pray. Father, we thank you for this offering we're about to receive. And I thank you for faith in our giving tonight. God, I thank you for those churches, those businessmen, those businesswomen that you might be calling, those that can invest in the gospel, even in a big way. God, I thank you for those. And for every widow's mite, every gift that's given tonight in faith, sacrificially, every loaf, every fish, every jar of oil, every small, what we believe to be small, but there's faith in it, every seed that we sow tonight. God, I ask you to multiply every seed that we're about to receive. And have the ushers come forward. And in just a moment, we're going to worship the Lord with our giving. Just go ahead and prepare your offering. Talk to your husband, talk to your wife, come into agreement and say, honey, what do you want to sow tonight? Come into agreement with your family tonight. Come into agreement with your family. We've been so blessed. People that have come forward and have even given and said, Todd, Jessa, we want to bless you. People have come in faith and just have sown sacrificially. I mean, night after night, people that have come and given. People responding and giving. Thank you, God TV partners and friends and angels. Just pick up the number on the screen and just call and say, Wendy, Rory, I'm sowing into revival. I want this. I need a breakthrough. This is my restoration seed. Just whatever it is that you can give, if every viewer could do something right now, every viewer watching. I mean, I want to see, there's enough wealth in South Africa, I believe we could fund a revival around the world. How many of you believe that? There's wealth and prosperity and blessing in South Africa. Let's begin to speak it and decree it. This is not a place of poverty. This is a place of breakthrough. How many of you are believing for breakthrough in your family, your business? I mean, this is a place of breakthrough. Come on. God's going to transform the economy of a nation. It's going to be one of the blessed, most giving nations in Africa. In the name of Jesus, the healing, anointing, and revival is going to come to the economy of a nation. There's going to be a release of the favor of God. Open doors of opportunity, jobs, increases, finances. Somebody rise up with the offering in your hand and just prophesy. Just prophesy. God is going to multiply my seed. He's going to release a revival. He's going to release a breakthrough. It's coming in my business. It's coming in my family. It's coming in my job. It's coming in my resources right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In your living room, pray. Pray over the offering that you're about to give, even as we're inviting you to give around the world tonight by television. We're saying, God, let there be revival, revival and healing, even in our resources. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let's worship the Lord with our giving. The ushers are going to come. Thank you. Oh.
promise. One word from the Lord can change everything in somebody's life right now.
Without a doubt, Marcel, Pastor Todd has asked all of you for the restoration seed. As you know, that we broadcast to more than 750 million viewers, 214 nations, and people are responding from every nook and corner of this world. And it's all made possible by you precious souls, by sending in your restoration seed. Hear this, one of this prayer requests from Kabita in India. She's writing for her friend, and she says, my friend name is Barkha, and her son, both eyes are blind. So she's sending in a prayer request. There are prayer requests from Pakistan, Kazakhstan, from all over the world. Marcel.
Almost every seed counts. And as you said about the restoration seed, just listen to this. Helen from the UK says, my husband suffers from manic depression, and since he's been watching God TV, Mark has gone back to work after being off for 5 months. And also, his son has contacted us for the first time in 8 years and wants to have a relationship with his dad restored. When Thomas, it's testimonies like these that you, dear viewer, need to know and hear, because it's your precious seed that makes this word and this revival go around the world and touch people's lives in their living rooms. So yes, what the Lord is leading you to do, please do it. There's a number on the screen. Call us, the call center. Also, you can go online, and you can even make your donation online.
Absolutely. Take a moment, pray about it. Call the number on your screen. It's a toll-free number. You just call. All our call centers around the world are working, and send us generously your restoration seed so that we are able to continue to broadcast this revival healing across the nations.
Thank you to everybody that has already given. You are precious. We love you. But let's join the worship again with Todd and the Ghost.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Stay in a place of worship. Stay in a place of worship. There are people in this meeting tonight. There are people in this meeting tonight. The first restoration that you need is you need to be restored to Jesus. You could be a prodigal son or daughter back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Maybe you're here tonight. You came for a miracle or a healing, breakthrough, blessing. But the greatest restoration is when Jesus shed his blood, paid the price, died on that cross, so that we could be restored to the love of the Father. That is the greatest miracle. There would be no restoration. There would be no healing, salvation, or deliverance without the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. Shed his blood. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the greatest and first restoration tonight is, there are people in this room, you need to be restored to the love of God. You need to be a follower. You've never followed Jesus. Maybe some other religion, or you don't even know why you're here tonight. It's people of every background, color and race and faith. But tonight, you can be restored to the love of God. You can be restored to the love of the Father. You can be restored to salvation in Jesus Christ. If you believe tonight that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you can be saved. And this, for many of you here tonight, for the first time, that are going to pray with me. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. And I'm going to ask you to be a follower, to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. And if you've never done that, many of you tonight, for the first time, this is the beginning of redemption. It's the beginning of restoration. And this is where it needs to happen first. And if you're here tonight, there's many, even in the balconies tonight, God is knocking at the door of your heart. And if you've never given your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you tonight. If you would just put up one hand and say, you know what, that's me. Put up your hand right now. Say, I want to give my life to Jesus. See that? All over the room. Put your hand up. I want to follow Jesus. You've never done that. Put your hand up in the balcony. Just wave at me. Just wave at me. You need to give your life to Jesus. We're going to sing. We're going to sing again. And as we begin singing, all of you that need to get right with God, you want to be restored, you want to follow Jesus, you want to give your life to Christ, I'm going to ask you right now, as we begin to sing, I want you to get out of your seat and just come stand before this altar. Come now. Come from the balconies. Come from the balconies. Come down the stairs. Come and give your life to Jesus. Come now. Come now. Just get out of your seat and come forward. Come forward quickly, quickly. Come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Come, come, come. We're just inviting you right now. Just come forward. Come and be restored to God. Come from the balconies. Just come, come quickly. You want to know Jesus? You must be born again if you want to see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Come now. Come now and be born again. Come and be born again. God bless you. God bless you. Coming from all over this auditorium. Come quickly, quickly. Come quickly. Come from the balconies. Come from the balconies. Come now. Come now. Come and be restored to God. God bless you. God bless you. Come, come. Come, come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Waiting for you. Come quickly. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Turn to your neighbor beside you. Turn to your neighbor behind you. Bring your family members. Bring your friends. Bring them to Jesus. Come and join us at the altar. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of salvation. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you. We'll on, you're watching tonight in your living room. You're watching tonight. You're going to give your life to Jesus. You're going to be restored to God. Just inviting every person tonight in your living rooms. We've got 1,400 living rooms, 20 to 30 people in those living rooms watching tonight. And many of you have never given your life to Jesus. We're asking every living room to bring people into their homes that don't know Jesus. Watch the revival when we give the altar call. Pray with those people. I invite you now in living rooms around the world, church overflows. Maybe you're in a hotel watching in front of your television. You don't even know why you're watching tonight, but God's knocking at the door of your heart. We're going to pray in just a moment. And I'm going to invite you to pray with us in your living room. Everyone at this altar, I'm going to pray a prayer, and I want you to pray with me. No prayer can save you, but having faith, opening your heart tonight, saying, Jesus, I want to be born again. Come into my heart. I want to be restored tonight to the love of God. I want to accept the free gift of eternal life. That's why you're at the altar tonight. And many more joining us tonight around the world. If every living room could get one soul a night, think of the harvest we'd have. Come on, living rooms. Get people into your homes that don't know Jesus. You want to be a living room? Register on God.tv. Become a living room overflow of revival. Let's win souls for Christ all over the world. We're going to pray with you tonight. And I want you to send me a testimony. In a moment, you're going to be able to pick up the telephone number and call. Somebody on the prayer line is going to pray with you. But would you tell us where you're watching? If you're giving your life to Jesus, maybe in Zimbabwe, Nigeria, somewhere, Dubai, Korea. Somewhere in the world, you're watching in Europe, America, Canada, and you're going to give your life to Christ. Send me an email and say, I gave my life to Christ. I rededicated my life watching tonight. But let's everybody pray together. Everybody in the room, let's pray together. And let's just put your hand on your heart and just pray this prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I want to be restored. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. And I've come forward to say I will follow Jesus Christ all the days of my life. And I open my heart now. And I ask you, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Save me. Heal me. Deliver me. Remember me in heaven tonight. Holy Spirit, I want you to fill me. Fill me with the joy. Fill me with the peace. Restore me tonight. Restore my soul. I give my life to Jesus, and I will follow you from this moment forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for restoring me. And now, Father, fill me with your love. Just ask him, fill me with your love. Fill me with your love. I receive you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray that your love fill every heart at the altar, God. Every heart, every soul, every mind, every body, being filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit, the guarantee, the seal of redemption. Just release it over you now. Release it over you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In your living room, thank you. He's touching you. He's filling you. Pick up the number on the screen. Call us.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Now, we want to pray with you. Tell us you gave your life to Jesus. Send us a testimony, awakening at God.tv. Tell us what's happening in your home. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty shout for this harvest. Can I have everybody here for a moment that just prayed? We want to get some information because we want to pray for you. And in just a moment, you're going to come back into the service, but I'm going to ask you for one moment. I've got some catchers, some ushers. If you could just come this way with me quickly for a moment. Everybody at the altar, just come this way and just follow us right out the door here. For one moment, you're going to come right back. Just come this way quickly. Ushers, help me. Let's go this way. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come on. Thank the Lord for a harvest tonight. Come quickly. Come quickly. Who's praying for the harvest? Who's praying for the harvest? Pray for these new souls. Now, all over this room, we're going to stand and we're going to make a decree. We're going to shift into a time of ministry and healing. But we're going to make a decree tonight. It's the word of the Lord. We're going to lift up our voices. People are going to join us in prayer in your living rooms all over the world. We've got over 5,000 intercessors. Did you know we have an army of 5,000 intercessors praying for this revival every day? 5,000 intercessors. Watch it. We have 5,000 intercessors praying every day and watching, plugged into this revival. We're going to ask all over the world, we're going to come into agreement. We're going to make a decree. We're going to lift up our voices, and we're going to pray a prayer together. And we're going to set things in motion. And the Father is going to speak the word, and the angels are going to be set in motion to bring healing and restoration. I had a clear mandate from heaven tonight that the word of the Lord was pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. The recovery is going to begin. We're going to prophesy it, we're going to decree it, and we're going to command things to come back in the glory. We're going to speak to things in the spirit realm to come back in the glory. And we're going to command the devil, hallelujah, every demonic power to be broken tonight and to give your stuff back. And we're going to prophesy to lands, properties, houses, sons, daughters, resources. We're going to speak to mountains, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And we're going to lift up our voice and we're going to pray together like you're going to battle. Like you're going to battle with me tonight. We're going to go to war tonight together. And we're going to pursue. We're going to overtake. And without fail, we're going to get our stuff back right now. We're going to lift up our voices in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for restoration. Repairer of the breach. God, I want my stuff back. God, I want my stuff back. Double fold. Sevenfold. In the name of Jesus, I command a release of jubilee. to you. Double justice in the name of Jesus. Come on, recover, 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 recover all. Recover, recover, recover all. Windows of heaven and pouring out such blessing on me, there's not enough room to receive it. Thank you for the floodgates of heaven tonight, releasing restoration. Everything that's been lost, come back in the glory. 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 Recover. Let the glory. Let the glory recover. Everything stolen, let the glory recover. Everything the thief has stolen, let the glory recover. All your stuff in Jesus' name. Releasing the oil of restoration, the anointing that restores. God, your promise tonight. Every place where there's been shame, double honors coming on you. Every place where there's been confusion, your inheritance is coming upon you. Rejoice in your portion. Every place where the enemy is stolen, double, double, double portion, double everlasting joy coming upon you. The repair of the breach, every wall that divides, every curse being broken, and the glory restoring, recovering, recovering. I'm getting it back. This is the day. This is the year. All my stuff, without fail, without fail. I will recover all, and I will rise up and walk in a greater place of destiny and walk in a greater place of anointing. It's coming on you now. Receive it in your church. Receive it in your ministry. Receive it in your family. Receive it in your home. Receive it in your money. Receive it in your body. Receive it in your soul.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Watching, everybody in the living room, everybody in the building, take the person of the hand next to you. Come on, grab somebody's hand. Grab somebody's hand. We got to pray together, church. We got to rise up together, church. We got to speak the word together. Come on, grab somebody's hand. If you're going to get in faith, I'm not going to pray for one person tonight. If you don't start getting in faith, activating your faith and praying for yourself, praying for your family, praying for your own son, praying for your breakthrough. All over this room, there's breakthroughs that are about to happen right now when the church comes into agreement. When the church comes into agreement, it's a power. It's a unity. Come on, in the balconies, it's a unity. In your living room, grab somebody's hand and let everybody begin to lift up their voice and say, God, restore them. Restore their joy. Restore their body. Restore their family. Restore their finances. Restore their ministry. Restore their destiny. Restore their rhythm. Start praying. Start praying. God, I bless them. I bless them. Release healing to them. I release power to them. I release miracles to them. I release the favor of God to them. I release the glory of God to them. Believe God right now, because I just saw the Lord restore. The word was restoring pregnancy. I believe in the last 2 months you lost a baby. Barrenness is being healed. If that's you, come forward. God's going to remove even a growth or a tumor from the womb tonight. He's going to bless the womb. He's going to bring life. There's a death sentence, a death sentence, a woman in this room, a death sentence being broken over the womb. God's going to restore life and pregnancy. He's going to open the womb and bring a healing. Even if there's a tumor or a cancer in the ovaries, I want you to come forward right now, and we're going to pray with you. There's somebody to my right. Listen, let's stay in this attitude of worship. I'm going to begin to give words of knowledge. People in their living room, people watching, you can respond to the word of the Lord. God's going to heal many of you watching. We're going to start praying for miracles. But I saw to my right, somebody to my right with a painful cyst on your kidneys. There's kidney pain. I felt kidney pain on my right kidney. Somebody to my right, God's touching your right kidney. If that's you, it's a woman. A woman's kidney You got kidney infection, kidney stones, kidney pain. If that's you, I want you to come forward. I'm going to pray for you on the platform. There's also seven people tonight going to be released from a death sentence. That means if you're watching, maybe in a hospital ICU, God's going to raise you up off of your deathbed. God's going to heal stage 4 cancer. I saw the Lord healing a woman tonight that was no older than 35 years old. You could be watching or in the building. I saw a woman in the spirit, and this woman had two young children. Listen to the word of the Lord. Two young children, and she had breast cancer. And the Lord healed the woman of breast cancer right now. Breast cancer is being healed. Fire is coming into your breast. God's healing of breast cancer. You have two young children, and there's a woman being healed right now. If that's you, I want you to come forward. God's healing of breast cancer. I also saw the Lord healing a colon cancer. A breast cancer and a colon cancer was being healed tonight. And kidney failure to my left. Somebody in total kidney failure. You're going to die if your kidneys don't, you're on dialysis. I'm telling you, the Lord was restoring your kidneys tonight. If that's you, I want to pray for you. I saw the Lord resurrect, release healing in the kidneys. There could be people in this auditorium tonight that came from the hospital. Anybody that came from the hospital that has a life and death situation, if you approach one of the ushers right now, I'm going to pray for life and death, terminal illness, stage 4 cancer, terminal disease, kidney failure, anybody that's come from the hospital, we're going to begin to pray. We're going to bring people up onto the stage in just a moment. Come on. And we're going to start praying for people. If you're watching right now, somebody that's had a heart attack in the last 6 days, somebody that's had a heart attack in the last 6 days, God's healing you right now. You've got something happened to you. Who's had in the room, somebody in the room, an electrical, your body, it's, I call it like an electrical, a condition with the electricity in your heart. Now I'm going to have all my ushers go all the way down the line. There's people gathering. I need to have people working, catchers, ushers. I need you to come, and I need to interview every person standing at the bottom of these stairs. I need 10, 20 ushers on everybody on the bottom of these stairs. Find out what everyone's responding to. There's so many people coming forward right now, but I just had a specific word about the electrodes, the electricity of the heart. God was healing someone tonight. You could even be watching me. You had a heart attack 6 days ago. God's touching you and healing you. God's giving somebody a brand new kneecap, a knee replacement in your right leg. And somebody in the room who had a knee brace on, from the bottom of your foot to the top of your leg, you had a knee brace. You might have taken it off in the last couple of days, but you had a brace wrapped around your leg, all the way from your ankle to your hip on the left leg. If that's you, I want to pray for you. I'm going to have ushers, pastors, you can help as well. Go through this line, find out who's healed, who's a word of knowledge, get the priority to the platform. Life and death situation, we're going to start praying. Now, I'm not going to be able to touch everyone tonight. Friday night, we'll have an anointing service, and I'll lay hands on every person in the building. Friday night, we'll get out the buckets of oil. We're going to have an anointing service. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, it's going to be the glory, blessing, favor of God. Something about the favor of God tomorrow night. Don't miss it. And this weekend is going to be packed. If you're coming to join us in this outpouring this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're going to want to get here early to get a seat in the building and join us next week. Come from around the world. We are extending in Tongaat, South Africa. Pray for us. And there's a miracle anointing that's going to flow. I want every person that's believing God in your homes, watching, everybody in the room, if you're believing God for a miracle, can you take one hand and put it on the part of your body that needs healing? Just take your one hand. You got to do this in faith and put it on the part of your body. You're asking God to heal your hip. Put it on your hip. You're asking God to heal your heart. Put it on your heart. You got somebody with a deaf ear, put your finger in your deaf ear. Put your hand on your blind.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Die. Okay, you got pain in your knee, put your hand on your knee. Just start laying hands on yourself. Grab the computer, grab the television, and we're going to pray en masse. We're going to pray a mass prayer for healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every infirmity right now. I command every infirmity in your body. I command every sickness, arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic pain. I command every disease. I command cancer, Lyme's disease, leukemia. I command that sickness to come out of your body. I command healing to come into your liver. Command healing to come into your kidneys. Command healing to come. Brain activity. Come out of a coma. Wake up. Somebody come out of a coma. God's touching you now. There's healing coming into your bones. Osteoporosis being healed. Spinal stenosis being healed. Bleeding ulcers being healed. Father, touch the collarbone. The left shoulder that's frozen, begin to move it up and down. Lord, we release healing. There's bladder infection. God's healing your bladder infections right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, a stuttering. Somebody just got healed that stutters. God touched your mouth. Speak, speak, speak. I command the spirit that makes you deaf, dumb, and mute to come out. Stuttering is being healed in the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear, go. Spirit of anxiety, go. Spirit of heaviness and depression, go. We command every demonic power. Begin to receive your healing. It's coming into your body now in the name of Jesus. You might start feeling fire, burning, heat, electricity. That's the anointing. That's the anointing moving on your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we release it. Something's happening in your living room. Pick up the telephone. Call us. Tell us what's happening. You're watching and God's touching you and healing you right now. Send us an email, awakening@god.tv. I will get the testimony why we're live on the platform in the service. You can see tonight people really are in need of a miracle. Bobby, what's happening here?
He's responding to the word that you had about kidney failure. The doctor said that he has need a brand new kidney. And there's really nothing else that can do except Jesus.
Did you feel something? When I spoke the word, did you feel any sensation at all?
I felt in my legs. It's in lightness.
You felt something come.
Yeah.
Lord, I had a word that God would restore the kidney. So there it is. There it is in the name of Jesus. What's happening, Jonathan?
So this lady's got kidney failure.
Kidney failure. I gave a word about a woman tonight that was in kidney failure, and the Lord released her from a death sentence and gave her two brand new kidneys. Do you believe that's you? You believe the word of the Lord? Then I speak into your kidneys. Oh, there it is, life and resurrection. I saw the Lord restore your kidneys in the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Somebody, now, somebody in the room, I just had a picture, like a vision. I just saw somebody that coughs up or vomits up, sorry for being rude, somebody that I seen spit, blood coming out in your saliva, blood. Is there anybody in the room that has a condition with your stomach or your colon, but somehow you cough out or vomit out blood? Blood is in the saliva. God's healing somebody. I believe it's connected to a stomach disorder. If that's you, wave at me. If you're in the room, I'm looking for somebody that bring them up here on the platform. I just had a vision, quickly, bring them up here. And it was like a bleeding in the stomach. Blood comes out in the saliva. And the Lord was healing that person. Now there is somebody with leukemia that's being healed. Who's got leukemia? Is there anybody in the meeting with leukemia? Because I just saw the Lord healing leukemia. In fact, there's another person watching me. And it could be morphine. You're in so much pain, you have an IV bag. And dripping out of the IV bag is morphine because your body has been in pain. I don't know if it was a vehicle accident 14 days ago. I believe you had a severe accident and now you've been on a drip, like a morphine drip. You could be watching me in a hospital, somebody in intensive care. You got so much pain. The Lord just touched your body and your liver. You had liver failure, something to do with the liver. God was healing in Jesus' name. Is anybody in the room have leukemia or come from a hospital? I need to get them here. What's happening here, Jonathan?
So this is the lady who is waving at you down there, responding to the word about the bleeding
the
in
bleeding.
The stomach.
You have bleeding from a stomach disorder, yes. Comes out in the saliva.
Yes, yes.
Do you know the name of your sickness, what it's called?
A bleeding ulcer.
It's called what?
A bleeding ulcer.
You got bleeding ulcers,
yes.
So the blood comes out.
Yes.
How long have you suffered?
From long.
Do you have pain?
Yes.
You have pain now?
Yes.
Put your hand on your stomach. And the pain will go in the name of Jesus because it was a vision. Healing. You're healed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let her never have a bleeding come out of the stomach again. In Jesus' name. What's happened here?
This lady's vomiting up blood, Todd. She's bringing
you
up blood into
blood.
Her mouth.
Why? Is it a cancer or a tumor?
It's the lupus.
It's what?
Lupus.
You have a lupus. This is a terminal condition. People that have lupus, it's a terminal, it's a death sentence. And it's so bad, her lupus, that you're vomiting blood. How long have you suffered?
4 years.
4 years? Do you believe that I can speak a word over you and lupus can be healed? The Bible says he forgives my sin and he heals my disease. It's Jesus. I can't do it, but Jesus can. And when I pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord told me 7 people tonight would be released from a death sentence. I have a guarantee that 7 people that are going to die from sickness will be healed tonight. 7, it was a word. I don't know why the Lord said 7. I'll pray for 700. But I'm telling you right now, lupus is defeated by the cross. Oh, shakabakata. Oh, shakabakata. I command the spirit of death to come out of you now. In the name of Jesus, lupus be healed. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout.
Todd, listen to this. This is a young girl that she's suffering hugely with leukemia. She's got this apparatus where they do blood transfusions.
You see this sweetheart right here? How many of you just heard me give a word about leukemia? This young girl has leukemia.
Had a lot of things.
How long has she had the cancer? How many years?
2 months.
2 months ago, they diagnosed her. How old is she?
8
years old with leukemia. Viewers, come on, there's people watching. Yeah. Does this move your heart? And sweetheart, they got a thing on your chest here. You can see all the...
It's where they hook up the blood.
It just... I want somebody to stretch forth their hands with me in faith. Come on, this is a death sentence. This 8-year-old girl... 2 months ago, the doctors gave her a sentence. But Jesus is the resurrection and the life. We know God heals cancer. God heals leukemia. God heals. Lord, right now, I pray that the power of Jesus Christ, oh, Jesus of Nazareth, in your body I command resurrection, life. And I command this leukemia to come out of your body. Woo, shakaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I'm praying, do you feel anything? When I pray for you, do you feel something? What are you feeling right now? Do you feel any like heat or electricity or anything at all? Just close your eyes for me and say, Jesus. Close your eyes and say, Jesus, heal me. There it is, there it is, there it is. It's burning. Burn it out of her, God. I felt burning in my hand. You see that? Look at my hand. See the black on it? You see that? My hand burnt. And sometimes when I pray for cancers, it comes out of my hand. Black. I command leukemia to come off of her right now in the name of Jesus. Command leukemia to come out of her body. Cancer, come out of her body in the name of Jesus. Come here, sweetie, come here. What do you feel right now as I'm praying? Do you feel something there? Did you feel something come into your body? What was it? What did it feel like? Did you feel hot? Did you feel that? Because my hand started burning. Everybody just praise the Lord for her miracle. Healing leukemia. Healing leukemia. Lord, strength and virtue, strength and virtue, strength and virtue. Leukemia, cancer, go in Jesus' name. Whew, amen. Amen. I believe you're going to come back with a testimony. Come back with a testimony in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Questions?
Bobby, Todd, she's responding to the word that you had about a barrenness.
A barrenness. I saw the Lord restore life.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
I saw the Lord bring life in the name of Jesus, and I just spoke the word, and now there's healing coming into your body. Did you have any kind of a tumor or fibroid or anything?
Endometriosis.
I command this condition in the womb, the suffering, the pain, the bleeding, all of it, the cramping, all of it. I command in the name of Jesus, go right through her body. Ooh, shakabakata. Hallelujah. Power. power go through her from the top of her head to her toes in the name of Jesus. Power go through her life. Lord, I restore life, and I speak life and pregnancy in Jesus' name. That was the word of the Lord. Pregnancy, 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 Jesus' name. Jonathan, what's happening here? We are getting your testimony. Listen, if you're being healed, something's happening in your living room. We are getting your testimony live, and I can call it out on air. So respond right now. Tell us what's happening in your living room, awakening@god.tv. We're going to get your prayer request and your testimony. What's happening, Jonathan?
We're getting these from all over the world at the moment. We've just had this one in saying that this person, Dean, you've been in fear for the past two nights, complete fear.
Paralyzed with fear.
But as you prayed, they felt something lift.
It's a demon of fear lifting.
She said, I don't fear that anymore. I fear nothing anymore. The fear has left me in Jesus' name. Praise God. She's completely set free.
Come on, Lord, set people free from torment, fear, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, irregular heartbeat. I'm telling you, God's setting many of you free in Jesus' name. If that's you in the room, put your hand on your heart, and you'll never have fear, anxiety, panic again in Jesus' name. What happened here?
We've got a list of about 15 people here between about two or three emails from India, people who are suffering with barrenness. They've just sent their emails in. We're just going to believe with them. India tonight. Many from India.
15 people responding alone just now in India, women saying, I need life, barrenness, healing. Now we speak it into the camera, into the television. I command death to come out of the womb, and I speak life and the healing of barrenness. God, I pray that the wombs would be open now, and there would be a child in the womb, and we would know it was Jesus in Jesus' name.
Kidney failure, Todd.
You have kidney failure now? Is that why you got two big growths on your arm?
Dialysis.
Is that from your dialysis?
Dialysis.
So you're in kidney failure, you're on dialysis. Yes. How long you've suffered?
Three years.
There's healing in the name of Jesus coming into your kidneys right now, God. Let it be a miracle. Ooh, there goes. I felt like a jolt. Whew. Can you feel something right now as I'm praying?
I'm shivering.
You feel what?
Shivering. I'm shivering.
You're shivering, like vibrating.
Yeah.
And it's all over you right now. Because when I touched you, I felt like a bam, jolt of power. There it goes. Bam, jolt of power. There it goes. Hallelujah. Lord, I command this man's kidneys to function in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. What's happening here?
Todd, last week this lady gave birth to a stillborn child.
I'm sorry.
She's come forward because she's desperate for a baby.
Come on, she lost a baby a week ago. Gave birth to a baby that didn't survive. Can I have everybody pray with me? Come on, this is a death sentence. What a sweetheart. And Jesus loves her so much. Lord, I want, first I pray the love of God. Father's love for a daughter. Lord, I command the death, the spirit of death, to come out of her body and womb. And Lord, I had a word tonight that you brought pregnancy back to the body and life came into the womb. So I command where there's been death, life, in Jesus' name. There's a grapefruit-sized tumor, like a swelling in the left side of your body, like a tumor the size of a grapefruit. God's healing it. Could be in the room, somebody on their side. There's a painful cyst or tumor the size of a grapefruit on the left side of your body. It's painful to touch. God's healing it right now. Bobby.
He's got 3 centimeters was torn from his kidney just last June. It was an accident. They're wanting to do surgery, correct?
They want to do a surgery.
This June.
Because you had an accident.
No accident.
What happened to your kidney? What happened?
This picked up an accident because I'm a diabetic.
You're diabetic. Lift your hands up. Did you hear the two testimonies of diabetes tonight?
Yes.
God's healing diabetics. That means he can touch your pancreas and blood sugar and restore your kidney and health. Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Do you feel anything when I touch you?
Feeling a little bit lighter.
Lighter. Ha, 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 ha. Joy. There it goes. Jonathan.
Todd, this lady is another lady who's lost a baby recently. She's got cysts and tumors in her stomach
as well. You have cysts and tumors.
Up 2 weeks ago.
The doctor said you had tumors and cysts. You lost a baby.
He had to terminate.
How long ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 months ago.
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Tumors and cysts. Lost a baby. That other woman I prayed for lost a baby a week ago. I had a word tonight that the death sentence would be broken and God would give life. Choose life. Life. Life in the womb. God, I command the tumors and cysts to be burned out. There it is. Fire! Burning it out. Every tumor and cyst, go from your body. And I command the spirit of death, go in Jesus' name. There it is. There it is. What happened?
Breast cancer.
I had a word tonight that the Lord was going to heal a breast cancer. Did you hear the word of the Lord?
Yes.
Do you have 2 children?
4 children.
You have 4 children. I had a word tonight, and you could be one of many, but I saw a woman with 2 young children getting healed of breast cancer. But the word of the Lord tonight is that death sentence, particularly breast cancer, that was the first thing I saw healed. That means in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command the demonic spirit. Oh, there goes. I want every cancer on the platform. Every cancer. Every cancer. Every cancer. Oh my gosh. I command the spirit of cancer to come out in Jesus' name. Cancers. Any cancer. Stage 4 cancer. We're going to pray for cancers. Command cancer healing. May there be somebody who's going to take the healing anointing into the cancer hospital. And I see cancer patients healed on the cancer ward. Healing revival happening in the cancer ward. Healing in the cancer wards. God, we command cancer patients to receive healing. Not just leukemia and breast cancer, but colon cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, throat cancer, spinal cancer being healed.
Breast cancer here.
Breast cancer. Come here. Do you have children? 2 children. I believe God's going to heal you. Did you hear the word I had tonight about a woman with breast cancer with 2 children?
Yes.
It's the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. Now I command the spirit, devil of cancer, to come out. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Give the Lord a mighty shout. My hand is tingling. My left hand. Come on. Thank Pablo. Pablo, right? Am I saying your name right, Pablo? Perez. Pablo Perez. How many of you enjoy the worship tonight? Encounter God Ministries. People watching Pablo Perez, Encounter God Ministries. He's all about bringing people into an encounter with God. Thank you, worship team. Chelsea Reagan singing well. So Bobby, what's happening here?
Bobby, listen to me, Todd.
I'm not Bobby, you're Bobby. This is Bobby, I'm Todd.
Yes. Throat, lung, and liver cancer.
Throat, lung, and liver.
Lung.
Throat,
spine.
Lung, and spinal cancer. I just called out throat, lung, liver, all these cancers. You got cancer in your spine. You got cancer in your lung. You got cancer in your throat. I command the spirit of Python and death. Cancer, you're like a snake wrapped around her. Come off of her throat and body. Jesus' mighty name. Jonathan.
So this lady has breast cancer. She's just had surgery, but she still has cancer cells.
You just had a surgery for the cancer, and you need to recover. You know, I had a miracle one time. I speak it in faith, but I had a miracle one time of a woman in Uganda, Africa. They removed her breast surgically because of cancer, and she grew a breast in a meeting I did. She grew a brand new breast. It was a creative miracle. I said, God, my first creative miracle wasn't a leg or a limb or an arm. It was a breast. But I've had an anointing ever since for praying for breast cancers and tumors and the nerve damage.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.